It's time for another KAXE KBXE online conversation. I'm Brett Carter, reminding you that we are independent, member-supported radio, a national public radio affiliate in northern Minnesota, and we need your support for our radio broadcasts, our online content, and our podcast. Become a member today at KAXE.org, and thanks for listening.
Mary from Cass Lake. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. I wanted to call right away, but my other half is being kind of cranky. He's being Mr. Grinchy this morning. He was saying, no, I'm going to leave. So he's getting dressed. He's leaving.
Okay.
He's leaving. Good.
Headed out to the shop. So
I don't know.
All right.
Oh, you don't know?
I have no idea. Totally up to him what he's doing.
Yep, no kidding.
So, what'd you have for breakfast, Mary?
We haven't had breakfast yet. We're probably going to have eggs and sausage links and hash browns.
Mm.
But you just said we, but your other half departed.
Yeah, he'll come back. He
you
gets
sure?
hungry.
Okay. He'll get over
it. We got to eat.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so you don't even know when you're eating then. He could come back at 3.
No, he'll come back before then. He likes breakfast.
Okay.
At breakfast time.
Nice. Have you had any coffee yet?
Lots.
We've
been through just about pot.
Just about pot. Nice.
Just about what?
So you remembered those cookies I brought, huh, John?
Yes, I do.
you know, that was my first attempt at gluten-free baking. And I found them kind of staying grainy, and I haven't quite gotten down.
Well,
I started making a new cookie this year that is gluten-free. It kind of wasn't why I was making it, and it's really good. I'll have to send you the recipe. It's it's just got coconut oil and almond flour and maple syrup, and I think that's about it.
Minced
and some cinnamon and a little bit of baking soda. That's it, and it's so good.
Okay, yeah, because I was attempting to try to make gluten-free cookies,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know, I find them grainy.
Yeah. Well, this
kind
one,
of sandy.
This one, too, one batch, I melted down some chocolate and dipped them in chocolate as well, so you can kind of fancy them up a little bit.
Oof.
Yep.
That is nice.
I think John's going to want to go back to the hash browns, am I right?
Well, I want to go back to the hash browns, and I also want to go back to the, I want to do like an independent survey of the three of us, Mary. When you go to a restaurant, do you order links or patties? And is it a decision or is it a no-brainer?
It's a no-brainer. It's links. I'm not big on patties.
Heidi?
Yeah, I think I don't have a big issue with either. I think it would automatically say links.
I struggle every single time.
Well, John.
I go with patties a lot, but it's a... It's how I feel at the moment.
Do you think, well, I think, Mary, he feels bad for patties, is what it's sounding like.
Well, yeah, I don't think they get any credit. They're not frequent in their freezer shelf. They're more all links almost.
Well, a lot of griddles are at different temperatures, and I find that for the patties, it seems like there's a lot of folks who seem to think they need to be little rocks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you can turn them into rocks.
And most cooks are very good, but there are some who still come from the way old school where, you got to really cook pork and it goes clink on your plate.
Well, some of my decision-making processes when I'm at a restaurant is I feel like the patty's going to offer me more meat than a link, a sausage.
No, actually, it's pretty much the same.
Is it? Yeah. But I have always in my mind, that's how I rationalize getting a patty.
Wow.
Yeah. What about the hash browns? Now, let's talk about hash browns. What, do you have a secret, or are you pulling them out of the freezer?
Well, most of the time, we usually do make them from scratch. I shred them fresh and rinse them really well. We're going the spoiled, work less way and using them out of the freezer, out of the bag, out of the store. They were on sale at the store, so I thought, okay, cool.
Well, Mary, wait a minute now. I don't understand. You rinse the hash browns?
Yeah, you got to rinse a lot of the starch off. Otherwise, they become like hash glue instead of brown.
Right.
I did not know that. So you, if you make them, do you do that to store-bought ones as well, or just the homemade ones?
No, usually the store-bought ones are pretty rinsed well and everything. They go through a lot of process and everything. So.
Well, that's... I am very excited about
this. And also gets rid of some of the, and maybe the starch is in the water that comes out of the potato too, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
yeah.
you're kind of getting all the water out so you can fry it so it could be crispy.
Mm-hmm.
Son of a gun.
Yeah.
I've never had success with when I make them myself. They either just burn to the bottom of the pan or...
Right.
And I don't.
You gotta put a little bit of grease or something in the bottom.
Well, I do.
Like
I'm not that.
Bacon grease or butter. You know?
Yeah, butter can burn easier, though. You could put some olive oil in there, but I never know if you're
supposed
to.
Bacon grease works really well.
Oh, yeah. But I don't know if you're supposed to do it at a slow temperature for a long time, then heat it up at the end to get them brown.
Yeah, you don't want to turn it way up high. You want it on like a medium-low. I usually do it on a medium-low.
Well, you don't have to scold me,
Mary. Pablo's brother, he's really good at making. He can flip them, a whole pan of them, in the pan. He gets them, he'll start squishing them, and he'll flip them like a pancake.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, it's a great talent.
We're talking today on What's for Breakfast to Mary from Cass Lake, a longtime member. Mary, tell us a little bit about your job and how things are going. What do you do?
I'm a special education driver. I'm actually not a bus driver. I drive a van.
Okay.
But... I've tried to correct it a couple of times over the years.
It just sounds
I
better.
I still get
bus.
Referred to it as a bus
sounds,
driver.
I know,
so
but Mary,
I've
the bus
just kind of let it go.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, let
but
it go.
I'm a special education driver, and I also drive, that's for my AM and PM routes, and during the day I do drive other special ed kids and some not special ed kids. And so, but no, I love it. The kids are cool.
Yeah.
You know?
If they're cool, they must think you're cool, for sure.
Well, sometimes I just treat them like they're mine, you know?
So how have you been holding up with COVID and everything, being a van driver?
Well, I did have that bout of COVID in the end of September. End of October, beginning of November. I still get a little short of breath out of that. But, you know, we just do what we got to do, you know. There's a federal mandate. We have to wear masks in the vehicles, you know. Not so much in the garage, you know. But, you know, we got to do what we got to do. You know, all of us have been slowly getting it, no matter how we're vaccinated. You know, I was just getting ready to go get my booster and everything like that, and got COVID instead, so I wasn't able to get my booster, and now I can't get that until like middle of January, someplace like that.
Okay.
So
still some lingering loss breath issues from COVID, would you say?
Yeah, I've got some lingering issues. I've got my DOT physical coming up in February, March. So I got to look at my medical card. I'm hoping to be able to pass my DOT physical to continue doing my job.
Yeah.
Because I have to pass physical. You know, we have to pass physicals to be medically fit to do our jobs. So
let's shift gears back to food. What are you going to make for Christmas? What's a traditional food you're going to eat? You and Pablo are going to
have? We are having tonight fish and chips.
Hmm. That sounds good.
And tomorrow, I have no idea.
That's even better.
It's a surprise.
Well, I know you'll be, you know, I know you love Mel Torme. Thank you for that recommendation.
Yes, thank you so much. Well, Mel Torme and I forget the other guy's name. They were the ones who actually wrote that.
Yeah.
It was Nat King Cole who made it famous, you
right.
know.
Ooh,
but
right.
Mel Torme actually made that during the heat wave in the middle of summer. Yeah.
That doesn't sound right, but he pulled it off. So, Mary, mm-hmm. Homestead Mills is our sponsor.
Wait,
Country.
Have to ask her why she's a member.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Why are you a member, Mary? Why are you a member?
Well, Of course I'm a member.
God, the
question is bad.
And there's not even a why in that.
John, you really just kill me most days. Thank you so much for that.
You are welcome.
Why? Well, did the laughter not tell you a reason?
It did.
Yes, it did. No, you answered it.
You guys are the greatest. I like probably 97.2% of the music.
That's good.
You know?
Yeah.
It is community. Even though I haven't, and I even did my trial as a volunteer on the air.
No, it didn't work out for you, but that's all right. You tried.
Well, no, I'm going to do it again. I just don't have time. My hours don't allow it.
Right.
Sure.
And so, but no, you guys, it's a great organization. Well, you know, and anybody who is listening who isn't a member should pull out your wallet and just give the guys a Christmas gift and say, Merry Christmas, KAXE. I'm a member.
I'm with you.
Wow.
Okay, Mary, what do you want? Country blend cereal or wild rice pancakes?
Well, I guess it will have to be wild rice pancakes because, and I'll just have to pass on them and Pablo can enjoy them.
All right. Hope Pablo returns soon so those sausage links can be cooking up.
We'll be doing breakfast sooner or later.
All right, thanks, Mary. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to both of you. Well, won't you walk?